today. The candidates who want to serve you as state representative in the 40th and 41st legislative districts and Putnam County Register of Deeds. Welcome to Meet the Candidates from Light Rock 95.9 and News Talk 94.1. I'm Tom Duggan. Today, our series continues where you get the chance to hear from the candidates, where they stand, the issues that are important in their minds, where they want to take the Upper Cumberland and the state of Tennessee moving forward. We begin today in the race for state representative in the 40th Legislative District. Tom Cook is the Democratic nominee for that seat. Tom, it's good to have you on the program today. First of all, let's meet Tom Cook. Tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. Usually I go by, in kind of a formal way, people do call me Tom Cook. I'm also Dr. Tom Cook, and that doctor is a PhD, and it's in policy development. In other words, very appropriate, I think, for the role that I see myself having after the election. Policy development is turning basically good ideas into good laws. And I've spent over 40 years or more working in community health when I was teaching at Vanderbilt. But when I did teach there, I had students for, like I said, over 40 years looking at both inpatient and care and community health care and services. I know how to turn good laws and or good ideas into good laws. But my platform is to increase rural health care services. And, of course, before I would do that, I would need to sit down and talk with the governor and see what he perceives to be the need as it relates to health care. I know there's a hospital in Wilson County, the Vanderbilt Hospital, and I know that there's a hospital in the county that I'm living in, and it's Regional Medical, which is a huge hospital complex. It provides a lot of services. So I don't want to duplicate those kind of services. But I would like to see if there's more of a need for health services and that they might take a new route. In other words, there's been between 11 and 16 hospitals in Tennessee that have been closed because they're not able to financially run 24-hour staffs. I'm thinking more in a smaller mode, but making sure that people get the kind of health care that they need. The other thing that I'm interested in is increasing the bandwidth for Tennessee. Bandwidth is expanding electronic services that can be used. So I want to increase bandwidth for Tennessee. There's some counties, I was in one of them yesterday, that didn't seem to have any bandwidth. I couldn't make a phone call, etc. It was a beautiful county, beautiful area, but as is true with most of District 40, it was very limited bandwidth. Those are two big things that I'm interested in. The other one is women's right to choose. And some people refer to it as women's right to choose with right to their bodies. Women know themselves much better than any provider or policeman or whoever thinks that they don't have any more rights than, you know, the man on the moon kind of thing. But they absolutely have the right to choose what's right for their bodies. I also support and want to support the LGBTQ plus folks. I know that there's organizations within counties that are supporting them. I just want to make sure that I want to find out what they need and if they're getting what they need. I'm also a proponent of strong public schools, not charter schools, which is much different than my opponent. I support libraries and schools that don't ban books. There's no reason, even though this is supposedly a very thought-out process, to ban books to students who are learning about themselves and their own lives. Another piece of my platform would be to explore the steps needed to safely legalize marijuana. Marijuana, besides being used for recreation, can also be used as a cash crop. And Tennessee is between 85% and 90% rural. And with large, expansive farms, and I'm thinking that marijuana might be able to be used in that way. Another piece of my platform is common sense gun safety to prevent gun violence. The emphasis in this particular piece of the platform is to prevent gun violence. I spoke with David Hogue, who was a student in Parkview, when I don't remember in this particular case it was other students or another student that brought a gun into the building, or it was somebody who had just graduated and had seemed to be angry about something that happened at Parkview and went in and killed a lot of different students. So I'm interested in the steps primarily to prevent gun violence. Supporting veterans and active military is also a piece of my platform. And obviously, I believe that diversity can make society better.
We're speaking with Tom Cook, candidate for the State House of Representatives out of District 40 in the upcoming November election. Thomas, you've been out and about and meeting with voters during the course of your campaign. What are some of the things that you hear from them that that they really are concerned about?
Well, one of the things that came up in a talk that I gave locally, I finished the presentation and I didn't have anything in there about marijuana at all. And there was a person on the phone who had called into the meeting. And it was obviously to me, just by the tone of his voice, that he was a man. And he said, "What about marijuana?" And in that room, honestly, there were only about a dozen people. And they all started nodding their head and smiling. So I don't think it's as foreign a concept as some people might think that it is. And I think that's a good example of learning something from the group that I was in. I know it can be a hot button issue for some people, but I think we need to explore ways to safely legalize marijuana. And another one that was kind of a hot button issue was the common sense gun safety to prevent gun violence. The person that was commenting on this kind of left off the last part of this piece of the platform. The whole idea is to prevent gun violence. It's not to take away people's guns. I think guns, I mean, there are things that people who have guns could be using so that other people don't have access to them. There's locks for triggers. There are gun safes. So I'd like to just explore that with as one way of preventing gun violence. Another thing, and I'm almost finished, is supporting veterans and military and active military. I think I mentioned that, but I think it's important. I mean, most of the vets that I've spoken with are interested in expanding their compensation for injuries that they received in the war. They don't complain about there being immediate financial benefits and that cover the health care costs that they have as a result of injuries. But as they get older, the injuries change. And I would like to help them walk them to the nearest veterans hospital or veterans places where veterans gather and that have an office for expanding the healthcare services they get as they get older.
Tom Cook, as we close today, what would the voters of the 40th District be getting in you if they elect you as their State House representative?
Well, what they would be getting if they elect me, and I hope that they do, is a focus on rural healthcare services and increased bandwidth. And the ability, the knowledge piece, and the experience piece of working with good ideas and turning them into good laws. It may not be a rich piece of my experience, but it is in my experience, and I think that differs me from my opponent.
Our guest has been Tom Cook. Again, he is seeking election to the State House of Representatives out of District 40. Tom, thank you so much for the time today.
Hey, Tom, thank you.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any law. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
Next up on Meet the Candidates is Ed Butler. Ed is seeking a seat in the Tennessee House of Representatives out of District 41. Ed, it's good to have you on the program with us today. First of all, if you would, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. This is Ed Butler, and I am running for House District 41, which does include Overton, Morgan, part of Fentress, part of Anderson County, and part of Roane County. I am a small business owner, husband, father, Navy veteran, and I think that this district has some unique challenges, and I think based on some of the experience I have as a small business owner that I can help our district.
Ed, what factored into your decision to run for this office?
Well, a number of years ago, there was a textbook in the Overton County school systems that had some what I would call propaganda in it. And I was able to rally some folks, churches and some community organizations. And we went to the school board and asked them to remove that textbook, which they did. And then we worked with the school system in order to rewrite some of that material to teach the truth. And then we worked around the Upper Cumberland, did a lot of that to try to help other school systems and other folks. And that really was the catalyst that encouraged me to run.
Ed, you mentioned your background in small business. What other experiences do you feel help in making you a good state representative if you're elected?
Well, in addition to being a small business owner, I'm very involved in the community. I serve on the Adult and Teen Challenge Executive Board here in the Upper Cumberland, which is a faith-based recovery organization. Teen Challenge has been around for several decades. And in addition to that, I'm also the state coordinator for Run for the Wall, which is a veterans organization which rides cross country and spends several nights in Cookeville. And so I think the small business experience and the volunteer organizations that I've been in, my military experience, have prepared me to be able to help this district.
Ed, what do you feel like are some of the biggest issues confronting the state of Tennessee right now?
Well, I think there's a lot of folks right now concerned about inflation and the cost of goods and how much property have gone up, what it's cost to go to the grocery store. And while those are probably more so handled at a congressional level or a federal level, I think Tennessee needs to do what it can from a legislative standpoint to try to help its citizens and offset some of these higher costs to especially help some of our seniors and some of our veterans.
What are some ways that you feel like Tennessee can step up and do more to help these folks that really are struggling during this time?
Well, that's a very difficult question. I've been asked that several times. And, you know, more times than not, Tennessee has done sales tax holidays at the beginning of the school year to help offset some of those taxes for parents. And so there may be some tax breaks that we could offer, but that's only a short-term solution. We also may be able to offer some property tax breaks for some of our seniors and some of our veterans to help them offset some of that cost of living increase. And the next thing is a state, we need to hold our federal government accountable and kind of keep their feet to the fire to get this inflation under control.
Our guest is Ed Butler. He is seeking a seat in the Tennessee House of Representatives representing District 41 in the upcoming November election. Ed, education is always a big topic in the volunteer state. Do you think enough is being done in education? And what are some things that you might like to see improve in that area?
Well, education, since it was kind of the catalyst that got me interested in even running, we have some really good teachers in the Upper Cumberland and across Tennessee, and we're fortunate to have those. And unfortunately, our federal government has tried to implement some ideologies and some teachings that, in my opinion, don't really go with the Tennessee values that we have here. And so it would be of the utmost importance to me to continue to protect our students from some of the indoctrination and critical race theory and some of those kind of things that they have tried to implement and put into our schools.
There's been a movement to possibly develop more charter schools, a push for that, and a lot of folks in the rural areas maybe not as supportive of that. What's your point of view on that?
Well, that's a very delicate topic, and what I mean by that is while that may be a great idea in a large city, you know, Memphis, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Nashville, those types of places, I see some very, very serious challenges that will present in these rural areas. And fortunately, in our rural areas, like District 41 is, we have some really, really good schools, and we have some really, really good teachers. And so I don't know that that's really the best thing for District 41.
Ed, how challenging is it for legislators across the state to represent a state that is probably predominantly rural, but you do have the metropolitan areas? What are the biggest challenges you think there is in the legislature addressing the needs of both?
Too many times, I think, states focus too much on the big cities where the larger populations are, and they kind of forget about us out here in the rural areas. We've got to have a balance, and so I think that's even more important to elect folks like myself that would stand up and stand firm for our rural areas to try to do what's best for the rural areas and not what's best necessarily for the cities.
Ed Butler, what has the campaign experience been like for you so far?
It's been very good. We have worked very diligently across the district and tried to do as much as we can do. And we've been very well received. I'm encouraged pretty much on a daily basis, and we try to answer all the questions and comments, emails, so forth that we get to try to respond to potential constituents' needs or questions so they understand where we stand.
Some of those questions that you get, what are some of the biggest concerns that voters are talking to you about?
I've had questions about inflation and the cost that it's been, how that's really not helping our seniors and some of the folks that are on fixed incomes. We've had issues, especially about education, what they're teaching in our school systems. Those are probably two of the most important issues that we've seen recently.
If voters in the 41st District elect you as their new state representative, what will they be getting in Ed Butler as their state representative?
Well, first of all, as a small business owner and an employer, they will get somebody that's hardworking, very dedicated, and very passionate, not only about serving our district, but about serving the citizens of our district. And I think that the experiences that I have and the community service that I've been involved with for years and years really already show folks that I'm trying to be a servant leader and trying to serve the citizens. Right now, we serve in a veterans organization. We serve in an addiction organization serving those folks. And so we would just continue that on a larger scale to be serving as a state representative.
Our guest has been Ed Butler. Again, Ed is seeking a seat in the Tennessee House of Representatives out of District 41 in the upcoming November 8th general election. Final thoughts as we close today.
I appreciate you having me on, and I would ask all of the listeners out there for their vote, which continue to November the 3rd in early voting, and then on November the 8th, which would be the election day.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828. 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
Our next guest on Meet the Candidates is Ben Heron. Ben is challenging for the seat of Putnam County Register of Deeds in the November 8th election. Ben, good to have you on the program. First of all, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would.
Tom, appreciate you having me on. My name's Ben Heron. I'm a assistant principal at Allgood Middle School. I've served in that role for the last 4 years. Prior to that, I was a teacher and a head football coach at Upperman High School. I got three kids. My wife is a principal at Upperman Middle. My kids are 18, 16, and 14. So very active. And just in my spare time, I do a couple of football on the radio and just try to volunteer and do as much as I can in the community.
Ben, what got you interested in wanting to seek the office of Register of Deeds?
Well, just going through talking to people and just, you know, I've served in the school system for almost 2 decades now. Just it would give me the opportunity to serve more people in a bigger role. That's the main thing is I want to see this county grow. It's growing, and I know that I can make a difference in it and help people in more than just that office. You know, I've just, you know, I know I can help people that come to that office on a daily basis, but I feel like there's more I can do in this community, and it would, you know, allow me the opportunity to try to help and serve more people.
Ben, what qualifications, and obviously you've got administration experience in your background, what other qualifications do you feel help make you a good candidate for Register of Deeds?
Well, I think the proven leadership of, you know, leading a team in football is huge. You know, you have to get people to work together. I think that's, you know, to be successful. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to have, you know, a little bit of success as a coach. And, you know, same thing going into administration is, you know, building a culture where people want to come to work every day. And, you know, it's our job to serve the people. This is the county's office. It's not, you know, it'll be my, under my direction, but it, you know, ultimately it's the people's office, and, you know, our job is to serve them. So, you know, we want to build a culture when they come to our office that they feel welcomed and that we're helpful and we give them the answers that they need. That's our job. And just, you know, I feel like that. I mean, I was a special education teacher, so filing and doing paperwork and making sure that, you know, things are kept to very well recorded. That's the job of the office, is to make sure that we have everything easily and readily available to the public. I feel like, you know, that my experience and my past jobs have served me well in that capacity.
That was one of the things I was going to ask you next, Ben, is anytime you run for an office, you want to get all the familiarity that you can with that office. What all have you learned about the Office of Register of Deeds?
You know, I got to tour a place, one a county, and walk through and actually spend the day there. And, you know, you don't know fully when you haven't been in that office what it entails on a daily basis. I mean, there's going to be things that come at you. And, you know, that's where you lean on the staff that's there, you know, and, you know, you assume that they're going to want to stay on and help. And I think that's the most important part, is retaining those people to make sure that they, you know, want to be there. They're the ones with the experience, you know, that's there right now. So you want to lean on them some. But I feel like just when I was there learning that day, a lot of it is just being able to get the information to people. You know, you learn how to record deeds and process deeds. You know, I've learned that and kind of know how that process works. But, you know, I think the most important thing we can do is just make sure that we're serving and giving every opportunity for the public to access easily the things that they need to get on a daily basis.
We're speaking with Ben Heron. He is a candidate for the office of Putnam County Register of Deeds in the upcoming November general election. Ben, what are some things that you would like to do to be prepared if you are elected to hit the ground running really on day one?
Well, first thing I want to do is I want to meet the staff. I think you want to sit down and talk to them and make sure that they're all on board with, staying around. If that's, because you never know when change happens. I know that's what happens at school. Sometimes, we have changes in administration. You got to kind of figure out what's going to happen. And, I think that's the first and foremost part is just knowing that you're going in there to build a culture to, want to help and make it easier on them so they want to come to work, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I think that's where you start. And then at that point, you dive right into learning to make sure that we don't have an interrupt service. Does that make sense? Like, you want to make sure that we continue on the daily doings of the job and, not an interference to that, and just learn and soak up as much as you can between, whenever the election's over and the time they certify the results. There'll be plans made in place for me to go and make sure that I'm the most prepared when I walk in that office on day one.
You mentioned service several times. How important is service when you are seeking a public office like this one?
Well, it's the most important thing. I mean, the people get to decide who's in that office, they may choose me. They may choose somebody else. And, at the end of the day, it's the people's choice. And, and so it's our job to serve every person in Putnam County. I know these days you get to hear a lot about Republicans and Democrats and whatever else, but at the end of the day, when you go to the polls and you vote, you're electing somebody who's going to serve everybody. And if you ain't, if you're not equipped to do that, then, the office is not going to be very successful. So, our job is to serve all people. And I think that's, I think that's what it comes to. I mean, I think that's, you asked me a minute ago about experience. It's dealing with people. I mean, I've had tons of experience of, dealing with parents and families and working through difficult situations. And, I feel like that, that would serve me, better in that role than, maybe my candidates.
What has this campaign experience been like for you?
It's been amazing. I've done a lot of things maybe that I wouldn't have done normally. I made time to do that. Sometimes I had to step away from my job a little bit to go do some things. I don't think people understand sometimes, I get at the building at 7 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes I don't leave till, 8:30 at night. It's not like that every night, but a lot of people get the impression that maybe school teachers are 7:45 to 3:15, and that's not the case. So, I've had to free myself up a little bit to go do things that normally I wouldn't get to do. And man, what an experience to just take part of some of the events that goes on and meet new people and just create, relationships and friendships that maybe that I wouldn't have had the opportunity to make otherwise. And, I love people. That's why I chose to be in education. I love kids. I love dealing with families. That's where my heart is too. So that was the hope, just to be able to serve a bigger role in this community, because, I am a lifelong resident, and it means the world to see our county, grow and be a part of, the greater good of this county.
Ben Heron, if you are elected, what will the voters of Putnam County be getting in Ben Heron as their register of deeds?
You'll get somebody who will come to work every day and be, dedicated to serving everyone in Putnam County, all people. I think that's important. And, I'm a person who, if you have a problem or you need something done, you pick up the phone, you call, and I'll answer. I'm accessible. Like I said, it's our job to serve you. So if I'm elected, my job will be to serve you, all people of Putnam County, to the best of my ability.
Our guest has been Ben Heron. Again, Ben is seeking the office of Putnam County Register of Deeds in the upcoming November 8th general election. Ben, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate the opportunity to get to speak with you today.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
That's today's Meet the Candidates. If you missed any part of today's show, visit NewsTalk 94.1 for the on-demand audio. Join us again tomorrow as we again meet the candidates. Our producer is Caroline Moore. I'm Tom Duggan.